In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Father Martin today. We're looking at the 24th chapter of Luke, verse 13. "Now, on the same day," that's the day of the resurrection, "two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about these things that had happened." They're going the wrong way. They left the community. The community's in Jerusalem. They're discouraged. They're thinking, well, you know what? He's dead. And what are we doing in Jerusalem? I have to go home and tell my wife I was a failure. I have to go home and tell my family that I was foolish to follow this man. And yet there are people listening to me today that are going the wrong way, that are not going toward the community, not going toward Jesus, not going toward the church, but they're going toward wherever. Not very good. And it's only going to lead to confusion and torment.
There are two of them, but only one of them has a name. And I think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if people reading the scripture would say, maybe it's me. Maybe that's my life. Maybe it's supposed to be my name here. You know, Saint Luke, he probably on purpose he's not mentioning the name of the first disciple. He talks only about the Cleopas, but he doesn't say who was the second one. And I, you know, maybe it's one of the apostles. Maybe it's the beloved disciple of Jesus. Maybe Saint Luke. We don't know that, but you know, everybody can fit in this place. It's I believe we all go through the crisis, and sometimes we think it's over. Sometimes we can believe it's too late, or you know, it's not for me. That God is not looking at me today. He's not helping me enough. Maybe he's up there in heavens, but he's not with me. He's not Emmanuel, he's not God present here. And you know, everybody can fit in this place. And what I'm thinking about this scripture, that we should just take it very personally when we read it. It's very personal. It's something that really touches our hearts and talks a lot about our lives. It's not about the disciples. It's not about the history of the church. It's all about you. It's all about your life. Because you have those moments, you have those days or maybe years where you were alone and you thought God is not with me. Maybe you were even praying your rosary or having your own devotions, but still you never experienced this love of God. You never experienced this presence, the merciful presence of the Father with you. And it's all about us. It's our life. We have a lot of examples. We have a lot of stories like this. We know a lot of people like this.
Crisis. Maybe you're going through a crisis today and God seems so far away. And you at one time had given everything over to him. But now you're saying, where are you, Lord? You're having a faith crisis. Oh, yes, I've had many. I've had many. But you know what? I kept on preaching, and I kept on believing. Oh, I was in the desert, and I was eating sand. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it staying with Jesus. Keep on keeping on with Jesus. He will give you the breakthrough. He will give you the, you're in a crisis. I tell you, everybody has had crises. Everybody had crises of faith. But it's in our ability to continue to believe, even though it feels like it's not true. I remember saying just yesterday, how could people leave Jesus? They left Jesus. They were once with Jesus, and now they've left him, and they're dating another woman. They dumped their wife and their children, and they're dating another woman. And I'm saying, how can this person, whom I know, leave Jesus? I can tell you, I don't know how, but I know that they have left the Lord. And when you leave the Lord, I'm going to tell you, nothing good happens. Nothing good happens. It's all about sin. It's all about brokenness. It's all about brokenness without healing.
Even St. Paul said, pray for me, brethren, that I will finish the race. Pray for me because I'm weak. Pray for me because I can fall apart too. And we need this... these people around us who will tell us, you know what, it's gonna come. He's close. He's with you. You know, I was in a situation like this for 2.5 years, and there was the darkest time in my life so far. I was in a little parish in Poland in the woods, really far from the city and far from people. And I was told just to stay there and wait. And it took me 2.5 years to wait for the coming of the Lord. And I was depressed. I know I was in darkness. I knew I couldn't get up in the morning. I knew I couldn't pray. I was just, you know, alone. And I thought it's over. I thought God is not looking at me. He's not seeing my pain. He probably doesn't feel what I feel. So it took me 2.5 years, and thank God I had people around me. I had a community people who'd come. There was a priest. He was a German priest who'd come and stay in the rectory for a couple of days, just to talk to me, just to spend time with me, and he would take me out of the house. He would say, come, let's go for a walk, let's pray together, we're gonna talk about what happened in your life. And you know, that what kept me really alive, there were histories, the stories of God's presence. And he reminded me, all those miracles that happened. And I remember Father Tom, when he was calling me on the phone, he was just talking about the miracles and all those beautiful things that God is doing still. He's still performing on our eyes. And I, at that time, it was, you know, I just listened to this, but I couldn't believe it. But I need it. I need it. I need, you know, I need somebody to tell me, God is alive. God is with you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. He's so close, you know. And today I'm here. And I know it was just a moment. For God, it was just a moment. For me, it was like hundreds of years. But it was probably the most important experience in my life, because I experienced really the crisis that gave me growth, that gave me hope. And now I can witness to the mercy of God, and I can see those people who live, and I can pray for them and with them. And I know what to say when somebody comes and say, Father, I cannot get up in the morning, I'm depressed, I'm tired. Now I know you have to take them by hand and say, you know, let's talk about what God did in your life. Tell me your story. Tell me what happened to you. You know, it's a very, very important what you're going through right now. If you feel like you're in pain, in darkness, don't give up. It's time today to say, you know, Lord, I trust you anyway. I know it's gonna change. It's gonna happen something that will change my life.
How many times have people come to me in crisis? Maybe their husband left them, and they ask me, Father Tom, is it all true? And I would say, yep, it's all true. And I would say to them, you know what? It doesn't seem this way, but it's going to pass. Just be faithful. Is it all true? I tell you, it's all true. It's all true about Jesus, that he went to the cross out of love for you and me, that he was buried out of love for you and me, that he rose from the dead out of love for you and me. It's all true. And people have come back to me and said, Father Tom, you were the one that told me that it was going to be all right, even when it seemed like I had lost everything. It's going to be all right. You know what Catherine Kuhlman used to say? As long as God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer, everything is going to be all right. Everything. For to those who love God, all things work together for the good. All things. That's your agony. Oh, yes. That's your agony. Why do we have to agonize? I don't have any idea why. But I do know that. And people have told me, Father Tom, you've given me courage in the midst of my darkness. Oh, yes. I don't only talk about miracles. I talk about the darkness. I've been going through darkness for a long time. But yet I'm not going to quit preaching. And I'm not going to quit seeking the Lord. Oh, yeah. Do I like the darkness? No, I don't like the darkness. I remember Psalm 77, my only friend is darkness. Oh, what an awful scripture. But you know what? I've had those days. My only friend is darkness. But you see, in the midst of the darkness is the light. I once was in, when I was in the seminary, the day that I thought I was going to just break down, I went to the library where nobody was, and I put my hands in my head, and I was immediately transported to the throne of God. It was completely dark, but I knew I was in the presence of the throne of God. Even though it seemed dark, and I knew that I wasn't going to break down, because God showed me by his grace that I was brought to the throne of God. It only lasted a couple of seconds, but enough to keep me from quitting. Oh yeah, maybe you want to quit today, but you know what? Better people than me and better people than you have wanted to quit. But they kept on keeping on in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God. Let's talk about the grace of God, Father Martin, how we need the grace of God.
It's all by grace, and I believe today God is giving us grace really to not only to go through the our, you know, crises and our darkness, but also to receive others and to share with others what we have. You know, that's what happens when you open the door, when you say, you know, I made it, and now, Lord, just send me people who need a prayer. Send me somebody who really is in the same position that I was. I remember when I really experienced this breakthrough in my life, suddenly, you know, there were priests coming to our house and to our ministry. And sharing the same thing. It's like, that's what happens when you experience mercy and grace. God is sending you people who need the same. And I believe that's what is happening now. We were open to the deliverance prayer now and healing prayer. And guess what? Many priests come because they need it. They really need that. Some of them, they're deep in sin. They're deep in depression, in loneliness. Some of them say, Father, I don't know what to do, because when I go home, it's empty. When I go to the rectory, it's nobody there. It's nobody there. I don't know how to survive there. And I say, just open the door. God will send you people, faithful people, believing people who will pray with you, who will share with you. You don't need to, you know, to look for substitution for all your depression, you know, and you don't need to look for our other hopes but Jesus. And I believe God will open your doors too, and He will send you somebody today. He might, you know, He might come at your door today and say, you know, I don't know why, but I need your prayer. I don't know why I have to talk to you today. And you will see that you're not only, you know, only one that needs prayer. That there are many others who go through the same thing, and we can just pray for each other. I just read today this beautiful prayer. It's an ancient church prayer who says, God, give me strength so I can lift my hands for intercession. Give me strength so I can lift my hands for intercession. And I believe God will strengthen your arms today, your hands today. Just lift them up for prayer and to intercede for others. To pray and to share your grace, to share your love, to share your hope, because that's what God is doing all the time.
Sadie taught me this, this little old lady. She wasn't Catholic, but she was filled with faith. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, yes. And that's what we need to be to each other. We need to be the presence of God to people. Even when we're going through the dark times. You know, it's so dark, really, because the light is so bright. The light is so bright, but it comes through me by darkness. I know that I would not be able to continue this wonderful ministry if I had not received the grace of God in the midst of all that I go through. In season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, to continue to draw people to the cross of Jesus Christ. Mothers come to me and say, my children don't go to church and they're on drugs and alcohol. What's my prayer? So I pray with them that Jesus would bring these children to the cross where Jesus forgave them. That the blood of Jesus would cover them and bring them His consolation. Why do people go on drugs? They're looking for consolation. Our consolation is in the Lord. You might say, but I don't have consolation right now. Then you have desolation and you seek God anyway. You seek God in the desolation. It's desolation has an end. Everything has an end. You know, when I go through sometimes that I don't like, I say, it has an end. Only God doesn't have an end. This, what I'm going through has an end and it's going to break up. How do I know that? My faith tells me that. It's going to break up. What I'm going through isn't forever. People have come to me and say, is this forever, Father Tom? And I say, nope, it's not forever. It's only a creature. What you're going through is only a creature and it's going to come to an end. By the grace of the living God. And they ask me, how long? And I say to them, I have no idea. But be faithful. Be faithful. Keep on coming back. I'll keep on telling you that it's all right. That it's all right. That God is on His throne. And He hears and answers prayer. And everything, if you have your faith in Him is intact, is going to be all right.
Yeah, even if nobody's preaching to you today, even nobody's encouraging you today, just preach to yourself and talk to the mirror and say, God, I believe you. I trust every word that came out of your mouth. You know, I remember the story of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa, she said that only once she experienced the presence of the Lord in her life. I don't know how old she was when she died, but she said only once in a train when she was traveling and she heard this voice and she knew that's her vocation to go to the poor, to the poorest of the poor. And she said, there was only one time in my life when I had this consolation. You know, and our Blessed Mother, she just once heard the word of the angel. And afterwards, the scripture says the angel left her.
That's right.
Oh, it was no more presence, no more this beautiful and wonderful voice that was talking to her heart. was just once. The angel left her. And I believe, you know, it's not about how many times or, you know, how excited I was when I heard my, you know, my call. But it's all about being faithful. It's all about, you know, putting all my life on this very word that I heard. At the beginning, you heard the word of God. That's why you're listening to this broadcast now, because God is, He was so good to you that He drew your heart to Him, and now you just persevere and say, Lord, what heaven was spoken to me, I'm receiving in faith, and I'm gonna build my life on this word. That's the word. That's my foundation. That's the call that I received. Maybe it will be just, it was just one word, maybe just one sentence. I don't know what God told you. Maybe it was the one miracle in your life that happened, only one. I don't know. But you have to build on it. And you have to say, no, I'm going to persevere. I'm gonna trust today. Because that what happened to me is true. It's true. God is not a liar. He promised me. He gave me all those promises. You know, and I'm going to persevere today.
I've told you so many times that I pray for perseverance, how I need to persevere in the midst of my life. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. No life is easy. No life is easy. Everyone has their own stuff that they're carrying. Sometimes it's from their childhood. Sometimes it's from a spouse. But everyone has their own stuff. That's why we need to be careful with each other. We need to love each other because we don't want to be more of a burden to people. You know, I'm not going to tell you you're going to hell. You know why? Because Jesus died for you. He was buried for you and He rose from the dead, and that the grace of God is sufficient for you. But you say, but Father Tom, no but. That's a Billy Goat Christian. But. No more. No but. God is in the midst of your life, whether you know it or feel it or not. You've given your life to Jesus at one time. He took you at your word. He gave you His life. Mother Teresa continued to do all the things that she needed to do as she used to smile to the Blessed Sacrament. She said, what can I give Jesus? I'm going to smile. I'm going to smile, you know, how we need to know that Jesus is looking for us and wants to fill us with His presence and with His Holy Spirit. And it's going to be, maybe not today, maybe today, maybe today. The grace of God is active. The grace of God is in your life. The grace of God has done miracles. Oh, yes, I've seen miracle after miracle. I've seen God do these things through the prayer of faith. Oh, yeah. But sometimes it's very difficult. But you know what? Even the difficulty is going to end. Everything has an end. Only God is forever.
Just remember the great things He did for you, the great things that happened in your life, because I believe, you know, there was something beautiful that God poured out on you, and was an amazing grace that came one day when you were praying or you were on the street or you were just in the church. And that day God called you by name and He said, you know, you are my beloved one, you are my friend, you are my son and daughter. And that was the day when he made an eternal covenant with you. That's the covenant of His blood. And today, by this covenant, by His word, by his promises, he's gonna fulfill everything He said.
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let me just tell you about Mary. The angel left her. If she ever needed an angel, it was after the Annunciation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. True God and true man. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This broadcast was for you. For you who have been discouraged, for you that have been going through a lot of loneliness, this broadcast is for you. And I'm going to tell you what Sadie told me. No one can help you but Jesus. And no one but Jesus knows how. For you. For you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.